All right, here we go.
Great.
Hey there, I'm Nick. I'm in my 20s trying to figure out life and what faith has to do with it. I've got a lot of questions, probably very similar to the ones you've got. But here's the thing. I'm looking for a better answer, and it's difficult to find someone who can help. So I'm bringing on Kyle, a mentor of mine, who's going to help me find a better answer. Welcome back, everyone, to A Better Answer. I'm here with Justin. I call him Moestelar.
Oh,
yeah, he's got
that's
the,
fancy.
Yeah, well, last time I asked you how to pronounce your last name, you asked me how I pronounce it. I said Moestelar, and you know, it stuck with me. I'm gonna keep on going. So
yeah, won't tell you how my freshman year of high school teacher on first day of high school pronounced it. I won't put that out public, but privately, I can tell you later. You can mix around those letters and maybe find something that you wouldn't want to be called on your first day of high school.
Woo.
Yep, it's weird.
Did you change high schools after that?
No, and I didn't get nicknamed it. But anyway, it's pronounced Mostar,
God's
and
grace.
That's what we're doing, man.
So I'm here with Justin. We've been chatting for the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Haven't started just chatting. When we realized we hit like three different topics that we should be talking about, I was like, maybe we should hit record. But Justin is here. He's bringing the mellow. That's what everybody says about Justin. He brings like the mellow and the wisdom all in one.
Great.
So, all right. Here we are. And just so you guys know, listening, you listeners, I'm never good at addressing the listeners. I'm always like, I always start my thought. I'm like, hey, and then we should, listeners. And uh-huh. I go back to the thought.
Hello, listeners.
Yes.
Great.
Anyway. All right. Back on track. Super efficient today. Justin's going to be joining us more often now. Mister,
bring the mellow. Do you need me to be up here? Like, I'm so excited.
No.
Okay. I need to be down here.
I need to be you.
Okay, great.
100% great. You. If you get excited, get excited.
Great.
If you need to cry, you can cry. And whatever.
Got it.
I want 100% you. It's, if you remember, that's what I told you when I invited you on is you don't even get to prep because if you met up with a friend who had a question and a problem, you wouldn't prep for them unless they specifically asked for it.
That's right.
So what are we doing? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
All right. So here's a couple options. I'm going to give you 2 to 3 because that's what's on my mind.
But you're the host.
I get to kind of direct that. So
okay. Got it.
We can talk about one, probably the deepest one in my heart is I don't feel filled up with the Lord right now.
Yep.
How do you get filled up with the Lord?
Okay.
How do you let God captivate your heart?
Mm.
That's the question. Second one, very different. It's more practical, which we don't do a lot of. So, and you know, you'll be back so we can do multiple, but you know, I have a house. I own a house.
Yep.
I want to take care of it. It's really overwhelming. How do you, and the question, because I know not everybody owns houses, how do you steward things God's given you, literal things, like in the world? Could be like, think about marriage, think about home, property, think about your car, tension with the fact that we're limited. I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
So the idea of like, hey, let's get a contractor here to fix this thing. I can't afford that.
Yep.
So I'll leave it there. You choose between those two.
Oh.
Heart captivated by the Lord or stewarding what God has given you in this world.
I'm going to go heart captivated.
Okay.
Yep, you know, for 500, heart captivated.
I would have bet all of my money that you would choose that one, and then I would have money for contractors.
Exactly right.
So
you don't want me fixing anything in your house. So, I mean, I can tell you how I do that, but you don't want that.
Funny story.
YouTube's a great thing.
Justin once texted me, said, hey, Nick.
It's true.
Hey, he said, hey, Nick, you want to build a table this summer? I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Your response was so good.
I don't know how to do that, but I'm in. Let's do it. And you're like, what do you mean? You know way more than me. Ha ha, can't wait. I'm like, okay, let me know. And then...
This is like after the first episode we recorded.
Yes.
So we had hung out maybe twice.
Right. And then I see him in the office. I'm like, so, you want to build a table? And his eyes just like, what are you talking about? And then
so confused when you ask me.
You click and you're like, oh!
I have two Nick... Schneiders.
Is his SCH?
Yes. His is in my phone. Nick Schneider, SCHNEI, is a neighbor and a new friend who does wood projects, and I had one, and I thought this would be a great time to hang out with him, connect with him. Instead, I texted you, and I also, in both confusion with you, I was also very let down that, wow, he never responded. It was awkward. And then I was, you know.
So,
yeah,
if you're curious, the reason my name is spelled with an I is because somewhere along the line, a government worker or someone in my family didn't know how to spell our last name. And on an official document, they spelled it S-N-I, and the family line changed forever.
Isn't that amazing?
And then the reason your friends is S-C-H is because we had a huge family feud and we kicked them out of the family in 1800.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, really?
I don't know. But
you don't know about that?
I'm making that one up.
I got you. But is yours the I? Is that,
that
true?
That is.
That's true.
From my own research.
Yeah.
I found a government document.
Yeah.
Either my relative or a government worker wrote down S-N-I when the previous generation was S-N-Y.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
It is. My wife's named after like her great-great-grandmother.
Yeah.
And her name is actually misspelled from her great-great-grandmother. Man. So everyone who's named after my wife, now be in honor of that,
that
it will be spelled wrong.
And it just, it changes.
That's right.
A family line.
There you go.
So
what's on your heart, Nick?
All right, so we're talking about God captivating your heart. And even I'd love to start with this, and this is where I'm bad at talking to listeners. I don't know what to call you guys. Just listeners?
Hi, friends. Hi, family. Those are the popular words of these days, even though you don't know everybody who's listening.
I can't.
But we at least know our buddy Adam is listening.
Adam, yes.
Right?
Brother Adam.
Yep. And Chris. I know Adam and Chris are listening.
Chris.
I'm not going to give his last name. That's right, super inappropriate.
Even though we gave each other's last names.
True.
Okay. So, dear listeners, do a little test right now. And this takes honesty, which is actually what Kyle and I talked about in our last episode. Being honest with yourself and the fact that you do know what's really, well, we can try, we can discern to the best of our ability. We have a sense of what's in our heart. We're just not always good at confronting it.
Yeah.
And so right now, as you're listening to this, wondering when we're going to actually start talking about this, ask yourself, maybe on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 to 10, your choice. I personally go with 1 to 5. It's easier for me. How captivated are you by Jesus? And I think, 2 weeks ago, I would have told you, like four, solid 4. And now I think I'm at a 2. And that's not the way I want to be trending. I want to be at a 5. I want to stay at a 5. Mm. And now I know we have ups and downs in our faith. And that's not what I'm talking about, though. I want to live captivated by Christ. And I know what that feels like because I've been there.
Mm.
And I'm currently not there. And I think it has something to do with I had a baby. And my rhythms got freaking thrown out the window.
Yeah.
I've endured some challenges the past couple weeks that have taken all of my time and attention. Even some of those seeking out the Lord in certain things, but it's still just been very hard. And so I ended up, Sarah and I Sabbath every weekend. And so we get to the end of our Sabbath and I'm like, I'm just not satisfied, which is not what that 24 hours is meant to be. It's literally supposed to be filled up with the Lord. Delighting in him and what he has for us. Just have fun. Enjoy life.
Yeah.
And I just
smile.
Smile a little bit.
Right?
I'll give that to you. What do you think?
Okay. Tell us what captivated by Jesus means to you. You said you've been there.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
You ask such good questions. Ones I'm not prepared to answer. I'm not cut out for this. Captivated. When I say that, there's a general, I'm going to say feeling, although that's weak. Too weak for, and, but feeling is part of it, but it's
feelings
too weak.
Feelings are good.
Feelings are good.
We talked about that.
Created
at some point,
by God.
Right?
That's right. Yeah,
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 that's
yeah.
right.
I think that was the last episode you and I had together.
Okay.
Maybe, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I just got an email from Chris saying it was really helpful to him. That's how I know Chris is listening.
Oh,
yeah.
I might know what Chris you're talking about, maybe.
It's great. So feelings aren't always bad, but you...
Yes.
So
there's this general sense, I wake up, joy is more prevalent despite my circumstances. Like a hard week, hard day, hard hour. If I'm captivated by the Lord, I feel a sense of joy. A freshness is a freshness in me of like seeing things, I don't know, like life has meaning and purpose. And then third, I think I'm more satisfied. I'm content. Like I will look around and go, man, I love my life.
And I
was there. I know that for a fact because 2 weeks ago, Sarah was spending time like trying to understand my heart. And one of those was like, what's like a thing you really wish we could do as a family right now? And we have dreams and vision, absolutely. But my answer was, I just love our life. I don't actually wish we had anything else right now. I love this.
Yeah.
And that was great.
When was that?
I think it was probably a month ago.
Okay.
It's probably a month ago.
How old's your baby?
2 months.
2 months. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fix me, Justin.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You came to the wrong place. I mean, okay, so you come in with that. Today's Monday, first of all.
Yes.
Mondays kind of suck.
They do kind of suck sometimes.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, they're Mondays.
Yeah.
And
Monday's a Monday.
And so, yeah, if, like, you're coming off a week where, as we were talking earlier before we hit record, coming off a week, like you said, challenges.
Yeah.
Your rhythms are messed up. You're losing sleep.
Yeah.
Because of this wonderful child.
Yeah.
You're going through one of life's major stressors, but also major, like, amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And so you have to, something's in my throat.
Oh, man. We can't have this. This is a high-level production at Crossroads. You need to step out of this.
I don't have like a mute button.
You got to step out of this room, gather yourself, come back when you are prepared to.
It's great. I'm good now. Okay. Okay.
Totally kidding.
So I think you got to zoom out a bit and go, okay, what does it really mean to be captivated by Jesus?
Yeah, I would like to know that. Because I want that.
And sometimes I think we're looking for like a mood lifter.
Okay. It's good.
And I don't know that captivated by Jesus is always a mood lifter. There's sometimes, obviously, like we've talked about before, grieving is necessary. I would say most of the times when I don't feel captivated by Jesus, it's from exhaustion, like I'm tired, or it's from undealt with anger. Of what's under the surface, I'm super frustrated about something. And so discontentment or circumstances or a person or some stressor. Like for me, at times it's unresolved tasks. Like if I just, my task list and email email inbox just keep piling up.
Yeah.
I'm like, it stresses me out, can make me angry.
Right.
But you have to, so for me, most of the time, those, I'm still getting up in the morning. I'm still hitting the nail on the head in the morning and reading my Bible with Jesus. I'm spending time with him. And I'm still feeling like, man, there's just this weight on my brain and there's weight on my shoulders and I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's where I've been for the last several weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Because of some major things that have happened in the last 4 months.
Yeah.
They're just not small things. My mother-in-law passed away, and it was wonderful to see her faith and trust in Jesus and see her faith come to fruition and just celebrate her.
Yeah.
And it was awful losing my mother-in-law, and it still is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then loss of a friend 2 weeks ago, suddenly. I've been exhausted, and I've had to really, in the last few days, really dial into what does fill me up and remind me that God is good, remind me of the things he's given me. So for me, that's some people, It's like people in my life that I love to spend time with and trust and going, okay, I need to be sure to reach out for them.
Yeah.
I think overall, before I even say the other things, I should have said this before I say that one maybe. I just think we don't know how to ask for help and go like, I'm not feeling great right now.
Yeah.
Like, mentally, I'm not at a five. And
okay.
I would bet that has less to do with Jesus and far more to do with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has less to do, like, it's not only Jesus in what you're sharing. It's not only Jesus that you're feeling discontent. Yeah, you were discontented yesterday sitting in your home that you enjoy, sitting with your family who you love deeply, and wanting to be with Jesus. And you're just like, oh man, this isn't in stride right now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I knew I needed quiet time, time with the Lord yesterday, and I didn't take it.
Yeah.
It's usually a strong sign that it's exactly what I need.
Yeah, yeah.
What was I going to say? Something, I'm not having trouble believing Jesus is there for me.
Yeah.
And that, if you are listening and struggling with that, that is worthy of working through. It's just not what we were talking about today. I agree with you. I think it is me. I think it's on me, or however you want to word it. Maybe that's too strongly worded.
I'm just, and that's not a guilt trip.
Yeah.
That's saying we're physical, emotional, and spiritual beings.
Yeah.
So I have to look at, am I physically feeling great right now? Like, I've got a buddy who's had multiple surgeries.
Yeah.
To expect him to be at a 10 emotionally and spiritually is really like next to impossible. Mm-hmm. Not that he can't be trusting in Jesus and leaning into the faith, but the expression of that's going to look very different than if he hadn't had five surgeries in the past couple years, if he didn't have aching pain, and if it wasn't a grind just to say, I want to get out of bed today and be physically okay to stand up, right? He can be good spiritually
because
every day he's going, Jesus, I love you. You're going to help me get through this today. You're the God of endurance. But to expect him to be the same as if he hadn't had surgeries is a false plans, false dichotomy.
Yeah,
so
we're
physical beings, and physically, you've lost a lot of sleep lately.
Yep.
Physically, your rhythms have changed.
Yep.
Physically, the ability to like go, hey, do you just want to go out tonight with your wife? Is like, oh, wait, there's that other little person staring at me. And I know we need to feed that baby. And I know that baby needs a good bedtime.
Yeah.
And I know that baby's going to wake me up at 2:35 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I can't stay up late. Like,
dude, last night it was like we got in bed, you know, we like 10:30, we watched something together, and then it's like 11:30. And then Sarah goes to sleep because she's first up the next time. So I'm making sure like, hey, let's see. Let's see if I can get you to sleep. He doesn't sleep till 1:10.
Yeah.
And then he chooses to get up at 1:30 to eat.
It's awesome, right? Just the best.
And oh my gosh, it's like, just close your eyes. I know you're tired.
And now, anytime one of your single friends or friends who doesn't have a child says they're tired, you're judging them immediately, aren't you? You're like,
That's a problem.
You don't know.
You don't understand.
One day, right? And then you sound like your dad. And it all comes full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're physical, we're emotional, so you have to go, okay, emotionally, what have I walked through? And that, for me, has been the past several months. And so the good behavior that I've chosen in the past couple months is to share those things openly with a few people who I deeply trust.
Okay.
And so yesterday, my buddy Robbie, who's one of my closest friends and dearest friends, calls me. And he's coming off like just an incredible weekend that he's had.
Yep.
And he knew I've been in a grind of work and physical work and also emotional work. And this weekend I had like all of it at play. I had, my wife is out of town, which is phenomenal. And I have four kids. So that just brings a load. You're like, all right, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. That's why I love my wife. She's an amazing partner.
Right.
So she was gone. I had a wedding Friday night, which is like, super fun celebration, and I had a funeral Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so sort of both ends of the spectrum. Yeah. And then over the last 4 months, just grieving the loss of Sarah's mom,
yep.
then the loss of this friend 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just been deep emotional work. So my good friend Robbie knows all of that because I've trusted in him, and I've said, today kind of sucks, man.
Right.
This was like weeks ago. We go out for lunch, and he says, how you doing? And I could answer, great, because I don't want to burden him. Mm-hmm. Or I could be honest with myself and honest with him and say, dude, I'm okay, and there's some deep things right now. Like I'm not sleeping exactly the way I have because, man, when I wake up, I'm thinking about this. I'm grieving, or I'm carrying grief for my kids who lost their Grammy, or you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. He knows this. I've been honest with him. Mm-hmm. So yesterday he calls me in the middle of the day, coming off a great weekend for him. And he knows I've had a long several weeks. And he just calls and says, hey, what are you doing to refill and refuel yourself tomorrow?
Yeah.
And he said, any chance you could like just move meetings around so you could get away in the morning? And it just took that one friend knowing that I'd been honest with, who cares about me, calling and going, hey, can I help you just a little bit? Like, he's just looking out for me. Yeah. He's just being a good friend. And so I did. I had the ability, not all the time do I have that ability, but today I did. And I just said, I'm going to move meetings in the morning. And I went out. And today's beautiful and sunny, and I went out for a bike ride that I love taking, and did a long workout, pushed myself. Mm-hmm. Again, I pushed myself physically. I pushed myself in that way to get out and do a hard workout. Yeah. When physically, I just wanted to like sleep.
Right, right.
But
right,
I know, no, that's not good. I want to get out to creation. I love it. And then what comes in my way? This goldfinch. This is like beautiful. I'm like cycling. I don't know. I'm going like 20 miles an hour and I'm exhausted. And then this goldfinch comes flying through right in front of me.
Wow.
Here's the thing. And this is going to sound like super like, oh, cool. Just rainbows and roses always in your life. No. But the goldfinch was my mother-in-law's favorite bird.
Yeah.
Everything about her celebration service was centered around her love for goldfinches. We sort of have a goldfinch picture in our house now that hangs up in memory of her.
That's
and
cool.
This goldfinch comes right,
that's awesome,
right in front of me.
That's cool.
And it's the first one I've seen since she passed away.
Wow.
I don't know. I haven't thought about that moment until literally just now in the conversation with you, that I put myself out in proximity to do something that filled me up. I love being outdoors. I love seeing creation and spring pop, and I love sunshine, and I love getting a good workout and cycling. So I put myself in that line as opposed to just going, man, I need to knock out my email inbox. Man, I need to get this. Man, I shouldn't cancel that meeting. I should just show up. Mm-hmm. None of those were going to fill my bucket.
Yeah.
And I've been in a physical and emotional hard time and I had to just go help. And my friend said, you should get out. And he just pushed me a little bit and I said yes to it.
So what I'm hearing, is a couple things. I'm going to try to speak eloquently.
Can I say one thing before you go?
Yes, please do.
So if any, like, I don't know, if anyone's ever YouTubed like fitness currently and then your feed just starts, you know, blowing up about fitness.
Right, the algorithm.
These things, the algorithm will make these things sound really similar. Like this is not, what you're tempted to say is, well, how does that involve Jesus?
Right, right.
Where was Jesus in your day?
Mm-hmm.
First, I started my day in prayer with Jesus this morning, reflecting on his teaching, literally, in my chair that I hit every morning.
Yeah.
I spent time in solitude with Jesus and in prayer, just going, God, today I need you to fill my bucket today.
Yeah.
God, I want to be present to you and what you have for me, right? So I did start my day there.
Mm-hmm.
On the bike, why that has to do with Jesus is because this is how he made us.
Yes.
We
yes.
are physical, emotional, spiritual. We're all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So to ignore it, to go like, well, I want my heart to be in love with Jesus today and to be captivated by him.
Yeah.
Some would go, well, okay, then I just got to open the Gospels and I just got to read.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that fills your bucket.
Right.
Maybe that's how you deeply connect to him.
Right.
But maybe a hike would be how you deeply connect. Mm-hmm. Maybe calling a buddy, I told you, hey, I got to go in a few minutes because I didn't want to cancel on my buddy who I'm going to go have a beer with this afternoon. And we were going to have coffee originally. And then I was like, no, it's beautiful outside. Let's go to Mad Tree and we're going to have a beer.
Yeah. Right.
So not passing up on those moments. And that, it has to do with Jesus, not because I'm just solely locked in the Bible the whole time or whatever Jesus is into you.
Totally.
But it has to do with Jesus because that's how he's made us. That's how he's wired us.
Absolutely.
And there are things that fill my energy bucket and I need those when I'm in a change of physical and emotional stress.
Yeah. I absolutely hear you. I think like when Jesus was here and when people were too busy to even eat, right? He had them stop and eat with him.
Yeah.
He didn't like walk around like, oh, you're too busy to eat. Here's Psalm 33.
Right.
And like, I mean, it helps that he was the living word.
Sure.
And, but I hear you. He made us this way, right? He gave us a physical body and Jesus knew that too, right?
Yeah.
And he freed us to be sons and daughters, not, I don't want to speak out of nothing, but like, I don't, you know, trapped in a room, an ivory tower of like, well, I'm really healthy because I am in this room for 15 hours a day reading and never living as the Lord would have me live.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, there's absolute wisdom there to live as the Lord would have you live and to know how he uniquely wired you. So here's what I'm wrestling with because we're running out of time.
You're good.
Is you seem to be very aware of what you need to be filled up. I think I know those things about me, but I don't think I really do.
Mm.
Second is, what keeps going through my mind is, I don't know if I can get off the train right now to get what I need.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Sarah and I were praying, hearing if God had anything to say to our family. The first thing I heard was, take a rest. Sounds great.
Yep.
I don't see that happening. So, but to talk about principle, right? Knowing what I need is one thing. How do we get out of the, I'm going to call it the rat race for a season, a moment, a morning, right? How do we do that? I think I know what we need. I think we need a vacation as a family.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's not going to be everybody. I don't want everybody to hear this and go, well, we listen to the podcast. Yeah. Let's all take a vacation.
Let's go on a cruise.
Right. And so I think that is what we need because I've honestly been like, well, we're having a baby this year, so we're not going to go on vacation. I think that's not the best. I've corrected that.
Yeah.
So help me in principle walk towards what you are laying out for me. And I hear, and also I just want to be clear, my captivation of Christ is diminished because I have needs that he's wired me for and made me for that I am not receiving currently.
Yeah.
And I agree. This has nothing to do with Jesus actually to me. Like I love him. I want him.
That's right.
I want more of him. I don't have any, like, but this isn't about doubt with him. It's just the way I'm currently living.
Yeah. You're in the thing.
Yeah.
You're in the ring.
Yeah.
You're in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get out of it in the ways that you think you can't get out of it in the ways you think getting out of it means.
Right.
So you've had a child now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have an option to go, I don't have a child anymore.
Yeah.
You have a child now, right? So sleep is just interrupted for the next 30 years.
Thanks.
So you're just in it and you've got to realize, okay, I'm in it. Yeah. I can't get off that track, but what's some life I can breathe into this? Mm-hmm. What are some rhythms we can put in place? So at least the most practical thing I would say, and I'm not always, well, no, the most practical thing I would say is just start today, make a list of five things that literally fill you up.
Okay.
Sometimes we mistake good things. Oh, it's good, so it must fill me up emotionally, physically, spiritually. No, it doesn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
Reading your Bible is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't fill you up if you're not a reader.
Right.
Watching a movie can be a great thing.
Yeah.
Going on a walk can be a great thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mistake good for filling your bucket up and how God's wired you. So just make a list.
Yeah.
Five things. The quickest way to do that is to go, when did I feel captivated by Jesus last time with both energy and I was excited about what was ahead of me? Mm-hmm. And then go, what were some things in place around that?
Yeah.
And then pick one of them and put it on your calendar.
Okay. Got it. I like that. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And how I approach that, again, to bring, this is how we've been made by Jesus. And so when I approach that, I go, you're the giver of all good things. Mm-hmm. This thing fills me up.
Mm.
So I will smile in gratitude and worship of you, Jesus,
because
you've given this to me.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for my bike ride today and my buddy Robbie, who called me yesterday to say, you should get outside tomorrow.
And if you hear what Justin is saying, and Kyle and I have talked about this quite a bit, is that Jesus is still first in all of this.
Yeah.
It's just that Jesus can be first and you can take a bike ride.
He's the source of it.
The joy of it, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
And your life can be disordered with like, well, the bike ride will fill me up and I will neglect Jesus for a month. Like that's not going to work.
Yeah.
It won't work. So just hear the wisdom in what Justin is saying, that he's not saying neglect God at all. He's actually elevating, like, enjoy him.
Yeah.
Deeply.
Yeah.
Because he's made you that way.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going, what I'm leaving with is, I need to be filled up, clearly. That's the need that we've discovered. And I'm going to make a list tonight with my wife. Five things, probably together. I don't know yet. We'll see where we go. Five things that will fill me up, and then schedule one of them this week.
Yeah. Five ways you connect deeply. Five ways
Got
that
it.
Are fun. It can
it.
Be a different thing there, but...
Yeah.
And it's not guaranteed to fill you up.
Right.
It's
right,
not. Right. But if you go into it with awareness that, oh man, I enjoy this. Oh man, I want to sit down on my... like, yes. I want to sit down...
Yeah.
And do this, practice whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do one for you, and then I would do one together as your family's been in this transition.
That's good.
And say, okay, let's put it on the calendar. Let's go for it.
All right. There's definitely more here, but I don't have the words for it, and that's all we have time for. So good thing you're coming back in a couple weeks.
Yes, can't wait. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we love you guys. See you soon. And you can say bye.
Peace.